Now more.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Oh, I'm so excited. We've got John Carl on the line, the ABC News White House correspondent. You know, John, I'm guessing that after Kanye West hugged you, after he hugged the president, he hugged you. We have the picture up on our website. I'm sure you didn't wash your clothes. I'm sure you've been signing autographs. I'm sure you're a rock star, John.
I got to tell you, I mean, we've spoken after a lot of unusual doings at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I think this might have been the most bizarre day yet. I mean, I was left speechless. I was there. I listened to Kanye. When it was all over, I wanted to go over and say something to Kanye. And, you know, I did not expect him to say, "Come on, give me a hug." I mean, it was a little strange.
It was a historic meeting, I would have to say, John.
Yes. Some did note that he then went, after hugging me, back to hugging Ivanka. So the chain of hugs went, you know, the president, me, and then the president's daughter. So I don't know what to, I don't know what to read.
You make some sandwich, I'm telling you.
Hug a white person day at the Oval Office there. John, what was the point of the meeting, though? Can you, putting aside some of the strangeness of it, what was the point of this meeting?
Well, the point of the meeting, what we were told ahead of time, the point of the meeting was to talk about criminal justice reform. And you remember Kim Kardashian had come to the White House and had brought the case of a nonviolent drug offender that she thought should be pardoned. The president responded, in fact, by pardoning the individual. And, you know, this was to be that same issue. You know, don't forget Jim Brown was there as well. The legendary football player was there, who has talked about this issue as well. That was the supposedly was the purpose of the meeting. Although it was interesting, towards the end of the display in the Oval Office, the president said, "I just invited him over for lunch. This is just supposed to be lunch, isn't it?" So I don't know if that was fully what the president had in mind, but ostensibly that was. And if you listen to Kanye's soliloquy, and you really need to, and by the way, the White House has issued an official transcript now, so you can you can go and you can read every word.
And what did they spell out the word MF-er? I'm curious.
That was so, you know, and you know, my responsibility in there yesterday was to represent all five television networks, and I put out my note and I dutifully wrote what Kanye said. I mean, you couldn't write everything, but I tried to summarize the spirit of what he said. So because I'm in there before the tape goes out. You know, the first we go in there, we shoot it, we ask her questions, we do everything. And then I notify the networks what's been said, and then they make a decision about whether or not to carry it all live from tape, you know, soon as we roll it out. Right. So I did my whole thing, and everybody was very excited. And I suddenly realized, oh, my God, they can't air this stuff without a delay. Because, you know, I mean, there was some colorful language in there. So I had to amend my notes. to tell everybody what was going on. But that was, you know, I mean, the purpose, you know, theoretically it was criminal justice reform. Kanye did talk about that in the midst of his soliloquy while he was talking about the need for Ford to produce Superfly cars and the new have a new iPlane for the president, exactly. Hydrogen powered. But I mean, there was a lot of stuff.
Now, I'm going to play his answer. What was the question that you called out to him?
So I asked a couple of questions. At the very beginning, first I asked the president if I could ask Kanye a question, since it's, you know, it's his office. He said, go ahead. I asked Kanye West about the fact that he had said of George W. Bush after Katrina that he doesn't care about white people. I said, well, a lot of people say that about this president. What do you say about that? And then he went off on his thing. And then I tried to follow up. And that's when.
Well, here's the classic answer to your follow up.
Oh, your question. You had one question. We're gonna go to another question. Okay. I answered your question. I don't answer questions in simple sound bites. You are tasting a fine wine. It has multiple notes to it. You better play 4D chess with me like it's Minority Report, because it ain't that simple. It's complex.
You have to play 4D chess with him. His answers are like fine wine with a lot of notes, John.
In Minority Reports, you have three different analogies here. This is a lot, even his explanation about how complex he is was quite complex.
Okay. I was going to ask you, how are your sommelier skills?
you know, I do like a fine wine, and I do appreciate the complexity of a fine wine. I think Kanye at this point was more like a 61 Petrus than a 47 Cheval Blanc. But
it was a Matus. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
So Petrus. Hey, Sean. Yes. Jim Brown, one of my heroes, and I've met Jim. He was sitting there. Did he? And our listeners were wondering too. Did he actually ever say anything, or did he just take all this in?
He did. He did say things, and the president. This was one of the few times, that maybe the only time, I've seen Donald Trump almost at a loss for words. And when Kanye was going on, he kept on trying to say, well, Jim, let's go back to Jim. Jim Brown said a couple of things. First of all, it became clear he is a full-fledged Donald Trump supporter. At the very beginning, he said that what he likes about the president, is what he had done with North Korea, to which Kanye then chimed in and said that the president had solved North Korea, which even the president had to say, well, it's not quite solved yet. He also repeated something that Kanye said, which is when you look good, we look good. And so he didn't say a lot, Jim Brown, but in what he said, he made it very clear, abundantly clear, that he's a big supporter of Donald Trump.
Now, from the historical perspective, John, would you put this meeting right up there with Nixon's meeting with Elvis Presley?
I mean, it was the comparison that immediately jumped to mind. Of course, that you have that great photograph of Nixon with a very drugged out Elvis Presley. But I don't think that Elvis was anywhere near as loquacious as Kanye West. I feel a little responsibility. I have to confess here. This event was not supposed to be open to the press. And what happened is, in fact, they didn't even list it on the schedule as a closed event. We knew it was happening, obviously, but the White House press office did not want us in there. And if you look back to the Kim Kardashian meeting, they released a White House photo. They did not allow the press in for that. So that was the way this was supposed to be. But the president had an event beforehand with Sheldon Whitehouse and Senator Dan Sullivan on this bill that he was signing called Save Our Seas. And I asked a series of questions in there because the president was quite chatty. I asked about Jamal Khashoggi and the situation with the Saudis. I asked about the market drop and if he would, his complaints about the Fed chairman. I asked about the Hurricane Michael. And at the very end of it, as we were being escorted out, I said, Mr. President, one more thing. Will you bring us in for your meeting with Kanye?
You did it.
And there you go. So I don't know if that was in hindsight, I don't know if that was the right thing to do.
Good job, John. We have you to thank. Hey, thanks. Oh, as always, appreciate your time. John Carl, ABC News, Chief White House Correspondent. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
He's a rock star.